Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hello, I'm Echo.
And we are coming at you today with an extremely useful lesson that will show you, well, how not to get the price down on something when you're bargaining. But we'll get into techniques later. Let's have a listen first.
这个十块。
五块。
十块。
七块。
十块。
好，十块。
这个十块，
五块，
十块，
七块，
十块，
好，十块。
So this one is it's pretty straightforward. The nice lady says,
这个十块，
这个十块。
This one, 这个十块 ,10 块。This is 10 bucks.
这个十块。
这 this个 this one 十块 is 10 bucks.
这个十块
This one is 10 bucks.
五块
五块
5 bucks.
五块
五 is 5 块 bucks.
五块
五块 So he's not even saying anything else. He's just saying, you say it's 10? 5 bucks.
十块
十块
10 bucks.
十块
Right, now listen to the tones on these. 10 has this kind of rising, you know, second tone. 十块 goes down fourth tone. 块
This is It's 10. Like you climb a mountain and,
yeah.
And
you
go
shoot
down.
Right back down. Yeah, 10 bucks.
十块
七块
七块
7 bucks.
It's the first tone.
Yep.
七快
Yeah, so it's this first tone, 七, like, well, I'll give you 7 bucks.
七块
7 块
十块
十块
The nice lady is sticking to her guns, and she's saying
十块
She's not budging, it's 10 块
好十块
好十块
And so saying, okay, 10 块
好十块
Okay, 10块 Let's listen to this again just to make sure we've got everything and then we'll come back and talk about it a little bit
Yep
这个十块
五块
十块
七块
十块
好十块
Okay, here we're back
All right, so the first thing that the nice lady says is
这个
Right, this. If she wants to say that, like that thing that you're holding, it would be
那个
Right, so that one is 5 块
那个五块
Right, this one
这个
And that one
那个
The next thing is the numbers. But let's start small and then go high. Now, 1 would be
一
E, it's a first tone, which fits, and it's just E. Two would be?
R.
Three.
三
Four.
四
Five.
五
We met that one already. Six.
六
Seven.
七
Eight.
八
Nine.
九
And 10, which we've heard a lot of already.
十
There we go.
一二三四五六七八九十
So if you want to say, that one is 3 块
那个三块
Right. Now notice also that there's no word for is there. That one, 3 块
那个三块
Yeah, this happens a lot in Chinese. All right, so let's have one more listen, and then when we come back, we will tell you how to knock at least a few kuai off of the price of anything you're bargaining for.
Yep.
这个十块。
五块。
十块。
七块。
十块。
好，十块。
Okay, so it seems that you had a lot of experience.
I have to admit, I don't like bargaining. I'm too nice, and, you know, I grew up in the States. Things came with stickers on them, and you knew how much they cost.
Mm-hmm.
But here you kind of, you know, if you're in a supermarket or something, mm-hmm. you don't bargain.
Yeah. But we should let them know that if you're in Beijing or in China, where you can actually...
Well, it depends. I bought a bike yesterday, actually, and I bargained mm-hmm. on that one. You know, not much. It's not mm-hmm. like I got it for half off, mm-hmm. but I...
You know. Yeah, actually, sometimes there's no harm to just ask.
Yeah, and sometimes you actually can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, strategy-wise, the unfortunate young man here was pretty unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time, you can do better by adopting the same tactic. If you see something, especially if it's in a place like, you know, the Pearl Market or mm-hmm. something like that yeah. in Beijing, where a lot of tourists go, you know, you can usually do okay by offering mm-hmm. about a third of what they're asking.
Yeah.
And then if they say no, then mm-hmm. you can say, well, okay.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll leave.
Yeah. You walk away. And people will run after you sometimes.
Yeah.
Now
they will stop you from leaving.
Yeah. Just no. Come back. Okay. God, my children are going to starve today.
Yeah.
My children are going to starve and I'm going to have to live outside and we'll boil grass to eat for soup. But yes, you can have it for 7
And actually, especially in supermarket.
And yeah, that's true of, I think, almost any place that sees a lot of tourists in China.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no need to get angry about it. I knew a couple of people who kind of would really get angry when they were haggling with people. Like, they'd accuse people of lying to them. And, you know, mm-hmm. you can't do that. You have to stay calm and just do what the guy and the girl
just
in this
practice did. Your numbers.
Practice your numbers and just, you know, do it like in this dialogue. Go back and forth. She says mm-hmm. 10, you say 5.
Mm-hmm.
She says 10, you say 7. She says 10 again, you should probably walk away unless you really want this thing and nobody mm-hmm. else has it.
Yeah, and also when you walk away, you should walk slowly.
Yes, and give her, maybe hold out part of your coat for her to grab.
Yeah.
All right, so I think that's it for today.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, as always, you can write to us.
Yes.
And we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.